Welcome to the Offshore Fishing Report, presented by Angler News SA, South Africa's first fishing podcast series, to bring you the latest reports, hot or not, from Sadwana to Namibia. Here's your host, Vinesh Sugreem, and this show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Are you looking to save on your marine insurance? Well then, McChrystal Insurance Brokers are your complete resource for all your marine insurance needs. They offer affordable plans for almost every type of boat, yacht, or personal watercraft. Give them a call on 0860-222-552 to start building your policy with a boat insurance quote today. McChrystal Insurance will ensure your freedom to play.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Offshore Podcast Series, where we are going to put you into the right fishing spots. But before we get into this week's report, a huge thank you to everyone that has complimented us on our debut issue last week. It went out really well, it was well received, well applauded, and certainly made us realize that this is something that South Africa really is looking forward to having every week. So once again, thank you for being part of it, thank you for joining us, and don't forget, click the follow button, the subscribe button, and get our latest reports on a weekly basis. So we've got fish all over the coastline, some areas hot, some areas not, but whether it is good, bad, or ugly, we are bringing the news to you. So let's get into it. And how about we kick it off this week from Langebaan, where we have chatted with my new friend, Ruan, who's sent through a fairly decent report of the fish being caught. All right, here we go. Welcome, Ruan.
Hi, good afternoon. Ruan here from Screaming Reels Fishing Charters. The last week wasn't so good. We caught a couple of cob in night, two or three per boat. Couple of shad also. This time of the year it's still very good for fishing, but you get your on and off days, and then the last 3 days with the pushing tide we managed to catch very nice big thumbnose, white thumbnose, and the garrick was a little bit shy, but the past 3 days, very good stump nose. That's in the lagoon still. And outside, I can give you a report of some nice long fin coming out, an odd yellow fin. It's plus minus 40 miles here from Saldanha into the west. Some quite the right size long fin and an odd yellow fin. Cape Town's yellow fin is much better, but it seems that something is to beginning to heat up. Okay, that's my report. Thank you. Cheers. Bye.
Thank you for that, Ruan. A very helpful, very informative, and a very honest report from Langebaan. So, as we're moving down along the Cape route, I've chatted with Linton Naki, who has been very, very helpful in getting us some reports of what's been going on throughout the entire week in Cape and surrounding areas. Here is Linton with what he's found out about the Cape fishing this past week.
Vinny, a little bit of report from you between Musenberg and Fishhook. The same netters tried for yellowtail, never got any. However, they got loads of massive bronzies and young pups as well, which were safely released back into the water. That's on the seine netter side. Still waiting for more info what's been happening on the Strand Reefs, but over the past weekends, the guys at Arniston got some nice silver cracker, couple of piggies. On the Macassar side, the guys who got there early got a couple of young cob, a couple of bankfish, nothing to write home about. But also at Arniston, I heard that there was very big shad coming out. And that was over the weekend.
In the Langebaan Lagoon, some big elf have been taken and some very big white stump, the odd cobby. So Langebaan Lagoon will work after the southeaster.
Vinny, on the west coast, Britannia Bayside, they're only catching hot and tot. Can confirm some of the charter boats got very good tuna yesterday in the deep. So today was a pearl of the day, so a couple of boats are probably out there. So we'll have to here late this evening, tomorrow morning, next update.
Thank you for that very informative update, Linton. Guys, Linton also sent me a note saying that there's been some huge leeries that's been caught at Veldtrift. Elsewhere in the Cape area, we've got reports where there was some kobeljo, steambrass, elf, tuna, and the weather's been good. The wind is very good, and it is looking beautiful for fishing this weekend. So good luck if you're fishing the Cape Town area. And as we move down the Cape route, like we mentioned, we are chatting with everybody. I've called every tackle store I could along the Cape route, and I've got some good reports, as well as a few interesting ones. So, starting off at Somerset West, where the yellowfin tuna has been on the bite, as well as the odd snook. Lots of baitfish, well, baitfish mainly in the Baffles Bay area. However, in the inshore side, there's been a huge amount of mackerel. In fact, mackerel boiling over in the form of bait balls. But they've also seen a huge amount of dolphins. Reports have come through dolphin activity like they've never seen before. So that's really quite interesting. Hot Bay has been producing some good fish. Although the waters are very cold inshore, hence no snook, there's been a huge amount of tuna and marlin being reported. Gordon's Bay, there again, guys, lots of dolphin activity. Weather conditions are very good. In fact, no wind, which seems pretty unusual. But the fishing is not all that great up there in Gordon's Bay. However, the boats out of Gordon's Bay has been heading down to the Claymont and Cape Point area, and that's where they've been gearing some good keelback and tuna. Betty's Bay, once again, good weather, but just a few keelback to report on. No fireworks, really. Hermanus, there again as well. Very quiet this past week compared to last week. Water is very cold, hence not too much fishing catches to report on. And of course, there's Hans Bay, where the fishermen still have no idea about a decision being made about the fishing grounds over there. But we will keep you posted on that. We've got our ears to the ground with our correspondents that we chat into on a weekly basis. So moving along to Strays Bay, where there's been lots of bait activity and some good reports of yellowtail and keelback. The weather conditions are looking fantastic, and everyone is getting geared up for some good fishing activity off Strays Bay this weekend. We're moving to Still Bay. Finally, some flat seas, which has brought a lot of smiles to anglers out there. So has the yellowfin tuna. But apart from the yellowfin tuna, there's just lots of baitfish. A couple bonnies in between, but more baitfish than anything else. Mackerel, to be more accurate on that. As we move into Plettenberg Bay, if you're after those big Cape snook, and there has been some huge ones, you're going to have to travel quite a bit. In fact, while chatting with Patrick from Plett, I heard they went and found these huge snook at about 80 kilometers out. And they also got into some young yellowfin going up to about 20 kilos. They've also got into some good hake, gurnards, and carpenters. Water temperatures for Plett this past week has been 18 degrees in the inshore and 22.5 in the offshore, where your inshore is looking greenish brown, but your offshore beautifully blue. As we get into Mossel Bay, there's been some very flat seas from some very warm water, and the guys have been getting some cob, bonitos, and some good bottom fish this past week. And of course, next up we have Jeffrey's Bay, where Theo Herbst from TJ's has given us a very good report. Deep sea guys getting a lot of heelback and yellowtail, and if you're running deep, there's been some awesome catches of yellowfin tuna with the odd dorado in between. Your water temperature in the area is 24 degrees, and it is looking fantastic for the weekend. So that's my bit on the Cape Route area. As we get into Port Elizabeth, to hear what Lando from Alcox has to say about the fishing down there.
Hi guys, the fishing between Port Elizabeth and St. Francis, there's been some good yellowtail coming out. That's mainly on bait, but there's been also some tuna coming out, yellowfin tuna. Then there's also been some bonnies. The guys have been trolling in the bay, catching some nice bonnies. And then a little bit further up, the guys have been getting some skipjack tuna as well, trolling on lures. Then, the bait fish have been quite thick around, so there's been nice elves coming out on nice elf coming out on spoons. So, fishing's been pretty all right. And then guys have been working a lot of the reefs and been getting quite a few of the normal bottom fish, redfish. There's been some keelback coming out. But otherwise, the guys must get out. When the weather patterns come right, get out and do some good fishing, do some trolling, do some spinning, do some bottom fishing. But you guys can get out. There's plenty of fish to you. You can either do it on bait or you can do it on lure, whichever way suits yourself. So, yeah.
Thank you for that report, Lando. I'm glad to see things are on the up in Port Elizabeth and the fishing is looking very, very good. Unfortunately, this week in Port Alfred, the weather wasn't so good. And, you know, the guys did go out, well, try to go out. And they managed to get a few cob and, you know, the odd bottom fish. But apart from that, nothing much has happened out there. However, the sea is starting to settle and it's predicted to be quite fair for this weekend. We will definitely be looking forward to next week's report of Port Alfred. And now off to East London, where my good old friend John has sent us a very good report. Let's take a listen. Here's John.
Yeah, good evening, Vinesh. Just a quick update. The weekend wasn't very good weather. There were supposed to be a couple of local club competitions, Ganubi Marine Club and Kwalecha Ski Boat Club, and both competitions were called off due to bad weather. We had very strong winds and rough seas, big swells, so nobody went out, but Monday it improved. Obviously, Monday is always good. Competitions should be held on Monday in future, but anyway, Monday was good and a few boats went out on Monday. I didn't hear of much being caught. And then today was also very good. And I went out and there quite a few boats were out. All the boats are trawling because the temperature inshore is 24 degrees and offshore was, on the shelf was 26 degrees. And went local here at Cinsa Bay. We caught a nice cob of around about 5 kilos and then started trawling from the shallows because of the warm water and straight away went into a nice bonito and then carried on trawling and about 3 k's offshore we were heading out towards the shelf, caught a nice yellowfin tuna of over 12 kilos and then it went dead. We trawled all the way to the shelf, tried to fish on the shelf. The current was quite strong. Did some bottom fishing, got a small copper or red steenbus, a shoaly. Got a couple of 74s, released all of those, and then started heading back, trawling back. Tried some other grounds and got nothing. Trawled further all the way to inshore, nothing, and then went inshore fishing a bit and we didn't get much either. Lots of small fish were biting. One or two boats were trawling on the shelf for marlin and I heard them on the radio saying that it was the conditions were ideal, nice purple water, nice warm water, the swells were up a bit and quite choppy out there, and they were complaining that absolutely no takes, no bites. So that's the update for the moment. As soon as I hear anything more, we will chat again. Thanks, Vinesh.
Thank you so much for that, John. Really, really informative report. You've covered a lot of ground, and I'm sure the anglers would appreciate you putting them in the right feeding spots, the areas that were working or not. It is true in what you were saying. Although the comp was on the weekend, it was bad weather. Fishing seemed to have picked up a bit from Monday, Tuesday going on. So let's hope this weekend is a lot better in East London, and I hope John helped you get into the right feeding spots. So now we get into KZN, where South Coast is a complete opposite of last week's report, due to the water being very brown. Unfortunately, nothing much to report on around the Margate Port Shepstone area, as not many ski boats has went out. So fortunately, the guys did get fished last week when the water was clear, but it doesn't seem like there's going to be much going on this weekend either. Now, moving down to Scottborough, where last week was pretty quiet, this week it's been quite good. In fact, it started off very good since Monday morning. I've got a quick voice clip from Mike at Scottborough. Take a listen to this.
Morning. Okay, I just spoke to some paddle ski fishermen. About 10-12 paddle skis launched this morning in Scottborough, and they all got fish. They all got cooter, mostly a little shoal cooter, 3 to 5 kilos, and a couple of them got some bigger ones in the 12 kilo mark.
Thank you for the update, Mike. So guys, I'm sure you have heard as well, there is the shoal cooter that's around, and they are here in abundance. In fact, some anglers have been telling me they haven't seen a shoal like this in a very long time. So ski boat fishing, moving on from Scottborough upwards, is really good. In fact, I had Brian from Warna Beach just back up the same thing Mike was talking about. Here's Brian.
Hi, Vinesh. Yeah, it's been pretty quiet, but offshore-wise, it's been some cooter, some snook. You know, that's locally. I've heard of one or two yellowfin tunas as well. The guys are starting to get some game fish. I haven't heard any reports on bottoms. Bottom fishing news has been quiet on account of the game fish. Guys are eager to get a couple of game fish in the hat.
Thank you for that, Brian, and we look forward to hearing from you next week with further updates from the Warner Beach area. So now getting into the Durban waters, here is Mr. Brad Krobler, and he's been going on about the snook that's been coming out. So here's it from the horse's mouth.
Well, good evening, guys. This week for the Durban area on the Steamboat side, there are still some really nice bottom fish happening out in the deep. Only problem with that at the moment is that there are lots of sharks. Sharks are taking most of the decent fish out there. But if you do persist, you do get some out. The Dorado are still coming out 1-1-1, but the highlight for the week has been snook, 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 snook. And yeah, should I say more snook? These are coming out all along from Blue Lagoon area, but the main action has been right by the harbour entrance of Durban, running right into the channel, right into the harbour by NSRI. There's also been a couple of kuta that I've heard of around the bluff side.
Thank you for that, Brad. Always great to hear from you and what's been going on in and around Durban. So now moving up towards Umhlanga Belito area, where the fishing has been really turned on, more so on the game fishing side. Those shell kuta are still around in abundance, as well as the tuna being off the hook. Bottom fishing has been pretty slow, not many reports off there. But if you're targeting that kuta and tuna, be sure to be ready for the tax man, because we did have reports of anglers losing fish to them. Now, up to Ntanzini Bank, where I've got a decent report from Nick. Here he is.
At the moment, a few boats that went out today. There was a boat up, only two boats went out. There was a boat from Umhlanga and a local boat, and they all caught 20 kuta. And one of the boats went out miles, and they caught at the high point. They got some ambers, they got some tuna, and then coming in, they got some kuta. But yeah, we're getting back to normal.
Thank you so much for that, Nick. It's always great to hear from you and to have you share that intel of Mtanzini with us. So now off to Richards Bay, where fishing is good as well. North Coast is really on fire this week. I spoke to Jason and he's told me about yellowfin, snook and kuta that's been coming out. In fact, there was also a marlin that has come out this week. Not too much to report on the bottom fishing end, but yeah, once again, game fish, it is on. Now off to another area that's producing the fish up the North Coast, St. Lucia and Cape Vidal. It is still on fire. Guys, that shoal kuta is there, but here's the thing from Dennis, it is all caught on live bait. These are downrigged with those elastic bands, and in between there's been one or two prodigal sons and queenfish that has been reported as well. So thank you, Dennis, for that update on St. Lucia and Cape Vidal. So for our final destination on this week's report, it is going to be at Sodwana as promised, and nothing much has changed. It's the same as last week. Still a few marlin coming out, a bit of kuta, a bit of tuna, but what we are looking forward to is the main mana that's happening next week, and we are looking forward to the reports, as there's going to be many boats out there fishing to give us a good indication of what's really coming out with the various species. So yeah, that is our report for this week, guys. I hope you enjoyed it, hope it was informative, and I hope more than anything else it gets you onto the right feeding spot. So guys, please tell us what you thought of the show. Follow us on the social media feeds, follow us on whatever podcast channel you're listening to. Just hit the subscribe or follow button and you will be notified every week when we published. Once again, special thanks to McChrystal Insurance Brokers for making the show possible, and as always, support Catch and Release and fish for our future. For the Angler News South African Fishing Report, I am Vinesh Sugreem.
This show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Are you looking to save on your marine insurance? Well then, McChrystal Insurance Brokers are your complete resource for all your marine insurance needs. They offer affordable plans for almost every type of boat, yacht, or personal watercraft. Give them a call on 0860-222-552 to start building your policy with a boat insurance quote today. McChrystal Insurance will ensure your freedom to play.